Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. How close are the Houston Texans to being in the AFC playoff hunt? They are 2-9, a disastrous season for one of the league's most disappointing teams, but their last five games, all losses, have been by 7 points or less. Now, the mark of a good team, of course, is the ability to win those close games, and the Texans certainly have not done that. But they are talented defensively, and that's how we kick off this week's opponent preview. How is a 2-9 team, a team currently in competition for the top pick in next April's draft, the number one ranked defense in the entire NFL? Well, that ranking is about yards allowed, not necessarily points allowed, red zone defense, or turnovers. But the bottom line is this: the Texans have players on the defensive side of the ball that Tom Brady and the Pats will have to contend with. At the top of that list, their starting defensive ends, the incomparable J.J. Watt, who had one of the most dominant defensive seasons in NFL history last year, and Antonio Smith.
They both have good size, very good quickness. They got good rush moves, good against the run, and then they both play with a ton of effort. They're both high-energy guys that are relentless to the ball, and a lot of their plays come off of that because they just don't stop.
They're playing plenty good, and they got probably the best front, you know, we faced all season, and good linebackers and some playmakers in the secondary, so we got a big challenge.
But where the Texans have had their troubles is on offense. The days of Matt Schaub starting are long gone, and Case Keenum has taken over at QB. His completion percentage is barely over 50%. The days of Arian Foster running the show are also long gone. He's out for the year, leaving Ben Tate in a more pronounced role at running back. Of course, the Texans still have the dangerous Andre Johnson, and a banged-up Patriots secondary will have its hands full with the original Texan. They'll have their hands full in general if they don't come into the game prepared for some of the Texans' top threats.
We as the Patriots, we have to play our best football, you know, this week, and that's from here on out. You have to play our best football, and the Texans is a good team. We have a great team. They have a great team, and we have to play our best football on Sunday.
Well, Bill Belichick said this week that both offensively and defensively, the Texans run their show in a similar fashion to last year when they were one of the best teams in the entire NFL. However, they were defeated handily by the Patriots in the regular season and the postseason, both here at Gillette Stadium. The Pats will head to Reliance Stadium this Sunday. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.